So today I want to talk to you about having faith. Having faith. So if I was going to title this message for our first in this series, it would be a long title. It would be She Believes and Everything Changes. Believing begins with faith. So if you want to condense that down, you could say believing begins with faith. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity this morning to gather together in your presence, to have our faith strengthened through time together through your word. And God, I just pray that you would anoint my words, that they would accomplish your will and your purpose. For the next few moments, I pray, open the hearts, the minds, and the spirits of every girl to receive what you have for them online and in this room. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, I want to begin with a scripture this morning that's one of my favorites. In fact, many of you will know it by heart, possibly, or at least can remember having heard it. It's in Hebrews 11, chapter 1. Or Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And this chapter is considered in Christendom to be the faith chapter. And it says, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Let's say that together. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. You know, just to believe God, his word about you needing a Savior and following Jesus took faith, right? If you have committed your life to Christ and received salvation, you did it by faith. It wasn't something you could tangibly see. You read about it in Scripture. You heard about it from maybe a pastor or preacher or a friend told you about Jesus. And then by faith, you stepped over questions that you had in your human mind, like, how could that be true? And you said, by faith, I am going to follow and believe Jesus for my life. Amen? Without faith, girls, we are all walking in darkness. Without faith, we are hopeless. That's what that scripture says. Without faith, we're blind to eternal things. There's much more to life than what you see physically. In fact, there's more to life that you can't see than to what you can see. To all that God has for us, to all that he's done, to all that he's created. In fact, I just heard, does anybody else hear that there's another planet? Yes. Another planet. I don't have details on that, but that's what I heard on public television. Go there for scientific fact. We don't know what's out there. He's a big God. Faith opens our eyes to see things we could not see. Listen to this, Romans 10:10. For it is by believing in your heart that you were made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. When you believed in your heart and said, God, I am going to stand on that what I've heard is true, all of a sudden, I'm telling you this, I see it over and over again in the ministry when a person responds to the gospel, how their countenance changes. It's like a light bulb goes off in their mind, because through the Holy Spirit, by an act of their faith, their mind is opened up to understand eternal truth that they could not have otherwise seen. But it takes faith. And I love in that scripture, by openly declaring that faith. You know, it says in the Bible, even demons believe that Jesus is real. You can believe Jesus is real, but not by faith respond to your need for a Savior and to the truth of salvation. So let me just say, girls, if you're hiding in your belief, like ashamed or afraid, I would say you may not have faith in Christ, saving faith in Christ yet. That doesn't mean you can't have it today. But I would say, by faith, step out of the darkness and into the light of standing up for what you believe in Jesus' name. Let's be, which I love this hashtag I'm using right now, let's be the sisterhood army that God's called us to be. Bold and brave and courageous in our faith and for the gospel. Amen. By faith, we can live, not only have salvation, but we can live each day with confidence. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, not by sight, with a consistent and confident belief in God's miracles, in His promises. That means every step we take, we're living by faith, believing that God is with us and going before us. Does that not just excite you? It excites me today to know as I walk out these doors, do I have challenges and problems that I face? Most definitely, we all do. But we can walk as we walk and live by faith, knowing that God is surrounding us with His presence. It's like we have spiritual eyes. I don't see Jesus walking with me, but by faith, I know that He is. And it gives me an assurance that no matter what I'm facing, the challenges of leadership, the decisions that need to be made, I can be confident God is with me. Amen. For my first point today, you're not even on your first point, Debbie? No. Number one, faith is the foundation for a believing life. Faith is the foundation. So it's salvation, it's understanding that God is with us each and every day, and then Romans 1:17. You are going to be getting a ton of scripture today that I want you to just keep in mind for the next few weeks and just ask God to use it in your life to strengthen you. Romans 1:17, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both, I love this, springing from faith and leading to faith. Love that. Springing from faith and leading to more faith. Awakening more faith. As it is written and forever remains written, the just and the upright shall live by faith. Faith is what strengthens us and gives us the power to do life with authority in Christ. Hebrews 11:6 in the Amplified. The last verse as well was in the Amplified version, which I just love because it gives some more explanation of words. So that's a good study Bible to have. Hebrews 11:6. But, and this is really key. It goes back to what I said about saying you believe but not willing to stand up for what you believe by faith in Jesus Christ. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe. So there's no middle ground here. Must necessarily believe that God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. It takes faith, baby girl. Faith is the foundation for a believing life. Number two, Faith is the product of what you've chosen to listen to. Faith is the product of what you have chosen to listen to. This has so been on my heart, this point for all of you girls, for myself as well. Ephesians 1:13. This verse, I love this verse. You've heard me quote it before. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it. So you have to hear the truth to be able to understand and believe it. Listen to this, Romans 10:14 and 15. But how can they, lost people, okay, lost girls, those that don't know Jesus, how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him? How can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone tell them without being sent? That is why it says, how beautiful are the feet of them that brings good news. We have to hear the truth to be able to believe the truth. And then once we hear the truth, we have to respond to the truth. Once we know the truth, we have to put aside all the other voices that are the lies that the enemy wants to cause confusion, use to cause confusion in the heart and mind of every girl. The whispers that you hear, God's not real. You know what I'm talking about? He doesn't care. What you're hearing in his word, it's false. By faith, you believe what you heard is true. And honestly, girls, when I hear those voices at times, the more you grow in your faith, the less you'll hear them. That's the beauty of walking with God and walking with a sisterhood that strengthens us, because when we do hear those voices, we're stronger to understand that that voice isn't true. So here's the deal. Our faith is meant to grow. And that's point number three. Actually, I want to back up a minute. So if you haven't written that down, or you could just do a little arrow. She had more to say about point two. When I was reading a couple weeks ago, I was reading about Eve, because I actually started the Thrive Bible is a journaling one-year Bible. And so it breaks all the Bible into daily sections. And I was starting in Genesis, and I was reading about Eve, and it struck me how Eve was created. She was the only girl that was communing with God when she was first created. She was in a perfect environment, surrounded by God's presence. Does that sound like in like a beautiful garden, surrounded by the presence of the Lord, didn't have to pick out clothes? It's like perfect. So there she is in that amazing environment, surrounded by God's presence, hearing his voice one-on-one. No distractions. No other girls to compare. Well, you have more time with him than I did. That's not fair. No comparisons. It's just Eve and God and Adam, okay? And here comes this other voice. Do you remember that story? Who was it? Satan. Whispering. So God has told Eve this amazing, gorgeous plan of blessing, and you can eat from any tree in the garden but this one, just one. And he's laid it out very clearly to her. She knows it. Then the enemy comes and he's whispering in her ear. What does she do? She listens to him. She had a choice. She didn't have to listen, and he tore down her faith. He caused her to doubt that what God had said was true. And you know, there's a word in Scripture, it says what he did. He convinced her with his words. Because why? How could he do that? She listened. The voice of the enemy, just because you're planted in the house, surrounded by amazing believers listening to the word, doesn't mean he's not gonna go after you and start telling you things that aren't true. Here's the deal, girls. You've gotta choose who you're gonna listen to. Who you're gonna listen to. And during those times where you hear his whisper and his, you know, this is the enemy trying to discourage me, trying to weaken my faith, the scripture says. Run. Run. Call a girlfriend. Pray with her. Get back in the word. Look at your notes. Get on your knees. And the Holy Spirit will come in and help you. Listen to the right voices. Number three, faith. Your faith is meant to grow. You know, there's different levels of faith. There's different levels of believing faith in this room. You know, God doesn't, here's the amazing thing, God doesn't condemn the level of our faith. He just wants you to keep growing in your faith. The word says if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can impact the world. Just a tiny little bit of faith. But that faith is meant to grow. There's several faith levels I want to just mention to you. There's faith that is lacking. And you can read about it. I'm not going to put it on the screen. It's in 1 Thessalonians 3:10. There's faith that is weak. Romans 14:1. And then there is strong faith. Strong faith, which I'm believing for all of you. Ephesians 1:15 says this, ever since, and this is a prayer that's being prayed in Ephesians, ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere. I just took a little snippet out of there, but I love what it says. I heard about your strong faith. That's what Paul is saying to the believers. Romans 15, 1 and 2. Those of you, this is so important for us as a sisterhood. Those of you, or those of us who are strong and able in our faith, need to step in and lend a hand to those who are faltering or struggling in their faith. And not just do what is most convenient for us. In other words, take time. Notice, girls, notice one another. Don't wait to go encourage somebody until they come and say, I need encouraged. If the Holy Spirit directs you to do that, go strengthen her faith. With the faith that you've been given. Strength is for service, not status. Okay? Do you get that? It's not so you can walk around, I have great faith. Look at me. I'm going to, so what? How are you using it? How are you using it today? How are you using it? I talk about social media all the time because I believe in it. It's a powerful tool. How are you using that platform? How are you using it? You know, Sunday, girls, Sunday was an incredible day. And how many, I just raise your hand if you got to be there. One, let me just say, you are one, you're going to hear more about this, but one of 11,655 people. Off the charts Sunday. God is at work. But here you heard a message about the end times, right? powerful, powerful message. I listened from home on my phone, and I could just sense the power and presence of God on the word. It's for us today. But why does God teach us about the end times? It's to light a fire under our behind. Time is short. What are we called to do? Reach as many girls for Jesus as possible. So you're given faith to share it with others. Think about, just for a minute, how can you do that? Maybe think about for a minute, how are you doing that? And then say, don't be afraid to say, God, how do you want me to share my faith? Sometimes we're afraid to ask those questions because we're afraid what he's going to say. Encourage one another. Finish that verse. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? It's out of the Message version. Isn't that beautiful? It's sisterhood. We can all use more faith. So four ways our faith grows, real quick. By listening to and knowing God's word. By listening to and knowing God's word. Be in the word. Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God, it's powerful. By being in God's presence, you're strengthened in your faith by being in God's presence, by asking God, give me faith. What an amazing request. God, I want more faith. Give me faith, Lord, to believe your word, to believe what you call me to do, to strengthen those around me. I love the story in Mark 9. A man comes to Jesus and his son is tormented by a demon, and it's awful. And Jesus says to him, if you have faith, or if you can, Jesus, will you heal my little boy? And Jesus is Mark 9:23-24. What do you mean, if I can? Anything is possible when you believe, the father insisted. Here's what the guy said. Then Jesus, help me. Help my unbelief. When you notice times of doubting, and just by the way, Jesus healed the little boy after that. But when you notice times of doubt in your life, get on your knees. Jesus, help me. Give me faith to make it through this day. Give me faith to make it through this challenge. And the Holy Spirit will come upon you. He will help you. He will uphold you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, the word says. Go to God and ask him for help when your faith is weak, and he will. In God's presence, your faith is strengthened. With God's people in corporate worship. You see that over and over in Scripture. People came to faith when they gathered together. Hundreds believed. Sunday, 55 more people came to salvation. 159 were baptized. The power of the body of Christ to build someone's faith to believe. Invite the lost that you know to church because the power of God is there. Okay, number four, by using the faith you have and responding to it. This is a hard one, girls. You want to grow in your faith? You have to do what you know God's calling you to do. Some of you are like, I want to be stronger in my faith. Then quit living with your boyfriend. I want to be stronger in my faith. Quit gossiping about the girls around you. I want to be strong in my faith. You answer it. Get rid of the things that are weighing you down. That's what the Word of God says. Colossians 2:7. I don't know if this one's on the screen or not. I might have forgot to give it to him, so I'll read it to you. New Living Translation. Let your roots grow down into him, Jesus Christ, and let your lives be built up in him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. You know, obedience brings joy. Disobedience brings just condemnation, not condemnation, but conviction. Conviction. And you're miserable because you know what you need to do and you're not doing it. Could be how you're treating your husband. You know, you're out of line. You need to change. It could be a multitude of things. It could be tithing. You know, 2 weeks ago, taught on beautiful, powerful word. And you know God convicted your heart, but you're afraid to obey. James 2:26 says, just like the body without breath is dead, so faith without works is dead. You could say it this way. Faith without obedience is dead. Honestly, girls, if you're not walking by faith, being obedient to God's voice and the truth of his word and what you know to do, your faith is dying. If something isn't growing and thriving, it's dying. Faith without works is dead. Faith with works, with action, with obedience is alive and well and flourishing. Point number four, big four, okay? Faith is what reveals Jesus to a lost world. I love this. Romans 1:8, your faith in Christ is what reveals Jesus to this community, to your neighborhood, to your unsaved husband, to your unsaved child, to your coworkers who don't know Christ. Your faith is what reveals Jesus. Romans 1:8. For your faith is being talked about all over the world. So your faith is being talked about. You say, like, Debbie, you don't know. My faith is being talked about, all right. And I wish it wasn't. You know, if they're talking about your faith in a negative way around you, it's because it's convicting them. Don't be afraid of that. If you read the New Testament, it was constant for the life of the believers. They were ridiculed, beaten, scorned. But the gospel grew and expanded all over the world because their faith became renowned. Let your faith be known. Shine for Jesus. I'm not talking about a Bible thumping, mean faith. That's not Jesus. I'm talking about a gentle, merciful, graceful, godly presentation of your salvation. Number five, and the worship team can come. Your faith makes impossible things possible. Can I have an amen? Your faith makes impossible things possible. God is big. And when you believe it and stand on that and reveal that to the world, he moves in and through you to reveal himself in big ways. Like, Debbie, I haven't seen God use me in big ways. I would say, where's your level of faith? What are you believing for? How much time are you spending in the Word, on your knees in prayer? And, you know, knees or standing or sitting. I don't know that the position is all that important, although I will say there is something powerful about kneeling in the presence of God in your prayer closet. If you haven't done it for a long time, I would encourage you to. Say, Jesus, build my faith, and then watch what he does. Watch his confidence and his strength fill you to believe for big things. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to pray for somebody to be healed of cancer and they'll be healed. Although, I believe that's possible, and I believe God wants to use us in that way. It can be what appears to be a small, big thing. The other day, Savannah and I were taking our grandson Owen out for, our John and my grandson Owen out for breakfast. And we had talked about it. Savannah and I wanted to take him to Cracker Barrel. And the reason was Savannah had had the privilege of leading someone to Christ at the North Campus, a girl, the week before, the Sunday before. And she worked at Cracker Barrel. And she worked in the mornings. And we thought, this is a great plan. So we actually prayed about it. And we were purposeful in thinking about how to convince Owen to go to Cracker Barrel. He's a determined young man. He's 6, and he has a mind of his own. He's going to be a phenomenal leader, already is developing into that. And so we knew we would have to have our convincing powers at a high level. So we got in the car, and we picked him up, and I said, Owen, Grandma's really excited today to take you to breakfast, and we thought we could go to Cracker Barrel. I don't want to go to Cracker Barrel, Grandma. I'm like, well, Owen, they have toys and candy there, and Grandma's going to give you $10, and you can spend it on whatever you want. No, Grandma, I don't want to go. I'm like, wow, this is tough. I said, okay. I said, why don't you want to go to Cracker Barrel? I want waffles. It's like, okay. So anyway, he had a very particular place he wanted to go. He's a decisive young man. He wanted to go to Scramblers. So out of all the places, Scramblers is awesome. So I'm not criticizing Scramblers at all. It's awesome, and it was very good food. But I just, when you hear this story, you'll understand. Out of all the places he could have picked, it was Scramblers. Walked in, it was busy. They sat us over at a booth to the side, and the server served us. We had a great, wonderful time. And at the end, towards the end, I said to the server, I said, so how was your Christmas? Because I think it had only been a week since Christmas. And she said, oh, it was great. I said, why was it so great? She said, my daughter got saved and baptized. I was like, that is awesome. Brain dead. Savannah goes, what church were you at? Was she at? She goes, she was at James River North Campus. Yeah. Here's the deal, girls. When you're walking by faith, God leads you. Do you not think that was a big deal to God? He's like, Debbie, I got this. I'm going to order your steps. I'm going to use Owen. So what's so amazing about that is Savannah and I got to encourage the girl that she led to Jesus and baptized the week before. We got to encourage her mom, who we would have never met. Out of all the restaurants and all the servers on a Saturday morning, God positioned us with this precious girl, this precious mama. But you have to have faith that God's going to lead you. And then, girls, you have to be bold in your faith. You with me?